Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Redskins Rams this weekend out in Los Angeles. One of the big stories of NFL Week 1 football. The Rams looked legit, almost hanging a 50 spot. Their head coach is Sean McVay. You guys know him well from his time as a tight ends coach and offensive coordinator working his way up the ranks here in D.C. Sean, you know it's supposed to look harder than you made it look on Sunday as a 30-year-old head coach. You guys are supposed to be having a bunch of penalties, not getting in and out of the huddle. You made it look easy. You made a lot of guys who came before you look pretty bad.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Grant. I think, you know, our players were ready to go, and, you know, it definitely wasn't perfect. But I thought, you know, for our defense to play the way that they did and come away with two touchdowns and a safety and special teams, and there were some good things offensively. You know, I thought Jared made a lot of good decisions through the ball with accuracy, but there's a handful of things with the run game, and some of those penalties we do have to avoid, but it was definitely a positive start, and we know we've got a great challenge ahead with the Redskins.
The offense looked unrecognizable. I actually went back this week and watched some of the Rams from last year. You've made so many changes and implemented so many new wrinkles and looks to that offense. Jared Goff seemed like a different guy. Take me through that process when you took over to right now, what you were trying to build offensively, what some of your top plans were as you went about trying to add personnel to a group that was a little bit depleted.
Well, I think, you know, the first thing when you get there, we've got a great coaching staff on offense where you get Matt LaFleur and Greg Olsen involved. And you know, those guys have done a great job with quarterbacks over the course of their career. So you get in, you evaluate Jared and Sean, and then you start to figure out how can we fit a system that you still have an identity and a foundation, but then also continue to tweak it and find out what these guys are comfortable with and what Jared's comfortable with to try to put them in good spots, because that quarterback position is so difficult. And, you know, we're continuing to go through that right now, but I thought some of the players that we were able to bring in, whether it be through the draft, through free agency or a trade with Sammy Watkins, and then continuing to develop some of the guys that they had here in place, we got a handful of guys, so we feel good about it, and we know that it's a daily process, but we're continuing to just take it one day at a time, and hopefully we'll continue to make those incremental improvements.
I'm enamored with your defense as well. Wade Phillips is one of the great coordinators in this league. Curious, when I talk to people around the league about you being hired by the Rams, one of the things they said is, for a guy at your age, at your experience level, to have come into meetings saying, hey, Wade Phillips is willing to be my defensive coordinator, really blew a lot of executives away. Where did your relationship with him stem from? How did that work? And do you think that was fairly paramount in you getting the opportunity to coach, whether it was the Rams or the Niners or anybody else?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I definitely think it was extremely helpful for me, because knowing that you're going to be involved in the offensive, you know, with the offensive side of the football the way that you are, to be able to have a defensive coordinator who's also been a great head coach as well, and somebody that you can lean on and help with some of the experiences that I just haven't had, that he's going to be there as a mentor to be able to help and kind of guide you along the way. And then John Fossil being here was instrumental as well with the special teams coordinator. But really that all stems back to, you know, being Wes Phillips being there. He's one of my close friends. A great relationship that I was able to develop with him from working with him in Washington. And through that, it just kind of worked out where it was really fortunate that he was up and available from a contract situation, which coordinators like him and coaches like him, rarely that doesn't happen. I think a lot of things came together to be able to get a coach of his caliber, and feel very blessed to have done that.
Sean McVay, Grant Paulson, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, the new head coach of the Rams, was a longtime assistant and former offensive coordinator here in Washington. You're calling your own plays as a first-time HC. Jay tried to do that and obviously ended up giving you the play-calling duties. Is that something you were nervous about at all? What are some of the challenges to coaching on the sideline, calling timeouts, time management for the first time, picking when to challenge, and then also picking the right play to get in and out of constantly?
Well, I think the biggest thing that alleviates some stress is when you've got great coaches around you, you feel like you can kind of approach it very similar to the way that you did in Washington. And even with some of the clock management things, you know, really, you're not going to mess around with Wade Phillips and John Fossil with regards to what we're doing on defense and special teams too much. Those guys have been at the pinnacle of the, of this profession at what they do, and it'd be silly for me to try to interject too much. You know, you certainly want to have an ownership and an idea and an awareness on what's going on with your team, but being able to entrust them and empower them to do their jobs is something that alleviates a lot of stress, where you can feel like, I'm going to be more involved in the offense as if you were calling the plays. And the one thing that's important to understand, too, is that's a team deal. You know, we've got a lot of great coaches on offense. We put together a game plan. There's dialogue that goes on throughout the course of the game. So a lot of the good things that happen are a result of some of our staff members being able to have a good feel for what's going on as well. And then the time management thing, you know, we've got a couple coaches that are really helpful with regards to kind of, especially once you get within the 2 minutes, you know, at the end of the half, at the end of the game, and how you want to make sure that you're on the screws with some of those situations. So it's an ongoing process, but I thought so far going through the preseason and then last week, it's been pretty smooth, and we'll continue to try to be hard on ourselves in terms of how we evaluate the decisions we're making in games.
How's your pep talk game? First one you ever had to give in a locker room to 53 guys before they ran out of the tunnel?
Oh, I'm just going. One of the things that's great about our team is it doesn't take much to get these guys going. You know, they're self-starters, but I think the thing that's pretty cool about this business is there always seems to be something that comes up naturally that gives you a reason to get excited and get motivated to play this great game. And, you know, it definitely is something that you get those juices going, and it's been fun so far, and I'm sure there'll be something that comes up before that game at 1 o'clock that'll get you excited.
Sean McVay, head coach of the LA Rams, on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Let's get into the matchup and talk a little bit about your time with the Redskins. I love the story Kirk Cousins told this week where he said he signed a jersey to you, and on the jersey wrote that he owes his entire career to you, and it's now hanging in your house. You have a special bond with him. You really stood on the table for him in a way that a lot of guys in D.C. weren't and didn't. How often do you get to communicate with Kirk Cousins about what he meant to you and vice versa? And what's it going to be like coaching against him this weekend?
Yeah, you know, I can't say enough about how much he's meant to me and the experiences that we had together as we, you know, got a chance to really grow, you know, over these last couple years. But, you know, something like that, that's pretty much a representation of the type of person that Kirk is. And there's a lot of people that would feel the same way, because when you're around a guy like Kirk, it's pretty easy to see why he's a special person. He's a special player, and he's a guy that you just know is going to find a way to succeed over time. And not at all surprised the way that he's been able to, you know, have success, you know, these last couple years. And I think he's only going to continue to grow and get better as his career moves forward. But it's been a great experience, you know, and I can't say enough about Kirk. And there's so many players in that locker room that have been instrumental in, you know, being able to help, you know, my career to be able to even get to the position where you're fortunate enough to be a head coach in this league. You don't do that without being around great people, great coaches, or great players. And there's so many people in that locker room and really in that coaching staff and in that organization as a whole that meant so much to me. You know, really got my start with the Bucks, and then got a chance to work in the UFL, and then every other experience I've had has been with the Redskins, and just so thankful for my time there, and looking forward to seeing those guys this weekend.
For years, Sean McVay was working 19, 20-hour days to ensure that the Redskins were going to win on Sundays. He's now doing the opposite of that this weekend with the LA Rams. I read that you and Jay actually either texted or had a phone call already this week. When was that? What was that like as you guys are getting ready to coach against each other for the first time?
Yeah, you know, Jay and I are so close. So I talked to him on Monday just after the game where things going. Talked specifically about the upcoming matchup. But, you know, whether it's things that went on around the league or things that took place in our game, you know, we still have an idea where you're not given any sort of competitive advantage. He can flip our tape on, and he knows what we're trying to get done. And for the most part, you have an idea. Now, he's put some nice wrinkles and some tweaks on some different things. But, you know, defensively, you know, Jay's played against Wade in his past, and, you know, we've gone against Coach Minuski. But everybody has their little tweaks and alterations that they make from year to year. And, you know, it'll be fun to see these guys. And I know this, he's going to have those guys ready to go. There's a lot of great players in all three phases. And if we're not ready to go against a quality opponent like that, you get embarrassed in this league.
What do you make, Sean, of the conversation, the dialogue, that you know everything Cousins does well and poorly? You know what Jay likes to do on offense. He knows everything you like to do. And essentially, that one of you will or won't have the advantage. How do you view that as an insider?
Yeah, I view it as, you know, we have an idea of how we want to operate philosophically, but I thought Jay said it best earlier in the week where, you know, you might know what they like, but you don't know when they're going to do it. And that's why you want to make sure that you have a certain level of balance, and I think Jay does a great job with that. And, you know, it comes down to execution, and certainly as a coach, you always want to put an onus on yourself to be able to put your players in situations to have success. But, you know, a lot of it does come down to the details, the fundamentals, the execution, the ability to protect, throw with accuracy and anticipation from an offensive standpoint, get a hat on a hat in the run game, and then special players make special plays. But I thought he said it best. You know, there's a couple little things that give you a little interesting insight in terms of what each team tries to do. But we both know each other so well. But ultimately, it comes down to execution week in and week out. And
Rams head coach Sean McVay on Grant and Danny. Here on 106.7, the Fan. Couple of moments left with a guy who was 1-0, looking to get to 2-0 as an NFL head coach. You got Aaron Donald back, which is like a gift under a tree a couple of months early. How's he look at practice? Will he be able to play this weekend? Do you have him on a pitch count? How does that work?
You know, what we'll do is we'll talk with our – he looks great. He looks exactly like you would expect. You know, Aaron's a guy that, even though he wasn't here, he's taking great care of himself. He's – hardworking guy, loves the game of football. You know, kind of one of those players that is an all-star caliber guy, but still all about the right stuff in terms of the way that he approaches every single day with the way he works and prepares. As far as the pitch count, you know, that'll be something that we put the pads on yesterday. He seemed to come away with feeling really good, looked healthy, moving around, and then we'll see how he feels today. We'll talk with our head athletic trainer and our head strength coach and get a feel for what their thoughts are. And then we'll also talk to Aaron. But knowing Aaron, he's the type of guy that, you know, if he's going, he doesn't want to. It is as a normal game where he's playing the majority of the snaps. And we certainly want to be smart about it for him and for our team. But unless something changes up until Sunday at 1, you know, feel good about 99's ability to be ready to go for us and add a little spark to our defense.
He's a special player. Lastly, I want to know, when you're watching film this week of the Redskins, you're so used to watching Rob Kelly and going, oh, Rob, good job hitting that hole, or oh, I love that throw, Kirk. Was it weird to be rooting against them in some way when you're thinking, okay, we could take advantage of this? I can't imagine what that was like.
Well, it certainly is different. You know, you're certainly not rooting against them until Sunday at 1 o'clock. So, you know, you're really kind of evaluating them, watching them, what they're doing, and, you know, you got an idea of just kind of watching how those guys compete throughout the course of the game. And then, you know, defensively, it was interesting to flip the tape on because there's a lot of players that you know. But I think Coach Manusky's doing a great job of mixing some things up, playing a lot of different things on the back end coverage-wise, bringing some bringing a variety of pressures. And it's going to be a great challenge, and I have a lot of respect for this team, as you guys know, and looking forward to it. But I will be glad once we get past it as well so that we can continue our normal dialogue of kind of helping each other and talking football like I normally am accustomed to with Jay.
Sean, you know I'm rooting for you this season, and you know that I want to see you thrive and succeed. If you accidentally leave your play-calling chart like at the hotel or the locker room or at home on Sunday, I'm okay with that. If this is the one stinker you've got my permission.
Well, hey, I appreciate all your support. You know how much I've enjoyed our dialogue over the last handful of years, and I'm thinking about pulling out the sweater vest.
I love that. Sweater vest, that's all I want. The big collar coming out of the sweater vest. I didn't picture it as a Rams sweater vest. I always thought it would be a Bears sweater vest years ago, but I'll take this one.
Yeah, it'd probably be a little too hot. That might be a little premature for that, but I didn't forget about that conversation we had a few years ago.
That was the best, my guy. Sean, thanks, buddy. Good having you on the show, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Grant. I appreciate it.
Rams head coach Sean McVay on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.